This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day, be delicious. Baldy, was an ugly Sunday in New York football yet again. Let's start with the Giants. I was surprised. I mean, they got absolutely pasted by the Eagles at home. They can't move the football. Offensive line banged up. Just an ugly effort. What are you seeing from the Giants at this point, or specifically against the Eagles in that game?
Well, I mean, their best player, Andrew Thomas, is done for the year, and that was apparent. I think they'll make a switch this week, put Illuminar over at left tackle because, you know, they can't perform the way they did last week. And maybe they can find a right tackle right now, you know, whoever it might be. But, I mean, that was bad. The quarterback is bad. They couldn't get anything going. You couldn't sustain any offense against a defense that has not played well. And so they gave up all kinds of sacks and pressures. That was bad. But defensively, they had been playing better. They played a good first quarter. I just don't understand. Like, the Eagles' best offensive player is A.J. Brown. And they allow their, you know, third or fourth corner, Nick McFadden, out there on them in a 7-0 game, one-on-one with no help. They're doubling Mark Calcaterra, who is a threat to nobody. And they're letting A.J. Brown go one-on-one, and Jalen Hurts hit him. I mean, I just thought all the way around it was bad. Bad football. The defense had been playing pretty good, but the explosive plays they gave up, you know, just the effort, you know, whether it's, you know, Deontay Banks and, you know, walking during a play and walking off the field, it looked bad. It looked real bad if you're a Giant fan or a coach right now.
Real quick, Baldy, because you mentioned it, we had Jermaine Illuminar on the show earlier, and I asked him flat out, has he been asked to move? What do you consider moving? He basically said, if they asked him, and I don't know if they asked him or not, but he told us that he would prefer to stay on the right side and have them shift more guys over on the left. And he talked about it being difficult. I wouldn't know. Obviously, you would know. So you're saying move Illuminar over. I mean, if he's reluctant to do it, then what?
Well, I mean, look, just because, like, Evan Neal can't play left tackle, Azeedu can't play left tackle. He's their best option. Now, I mean, I know Jermaine. Like, he's been a right guard, right tackle. He's played on the right side. He's had a good year so far. He had a good year in Oakland with the Raiders last year. I don't blame him. Like, you know, you're not going to be as good as you can be going over the left, but it might be the best thing for the team. So, I mean, I think Evan Neal is probably the best bet at right tackle if Illuminar goes over, but if they don't, I mean, I think they've got to get that position fixed. I mean, Daniel Jones is already hesitant to throw the ball with any sort of anticipation and getting the ball out of his hands. If he holds it, like, he gets hit and he gets sacked and he starts running and he doesn't keep his eyes down the field to find any receivers. Like, he's got to feel more confident than he did last week when it was just breaking down all around him. So, Bull, do you watch film and you're looking for scheme and then you're looking for execution, and obviously off of execution there's effort. So all those variables, as you watch the Giants tape, you think they've got the right coach? Well, if a player like Deontay Banks, who's a first-round pick, is walking during a play and walks off the field, the coach is cussing him out on the sideline. It's just inexcusable. I don't know what happened. I thought first he was injured. But then he was injured the next play. There's nothing wrong with him. But that was, like, glaring to me. Like, I haven't seen that in any game. I see some lack of effort where guys are jogging instead of running. You can't play football like that. So, I mean, that's on the head coach. It falls on him. Like, whatever discipline issues are, that's an issue when I see that. And I want to like Brian. They're a little bit weak in certain areas. You know, they lose the best player on offense. That's the one guy they can play without Malik Nabers. They won without Malik. They can play without a lot of guys in that offense. I don't know that they can play decent football without Andrew Thomas right now. They don't have anybody. There's a lot of teams are playing backup tackles. But, you know, the Eagles did. Red Johnson was a backup to Malata. The problem is that the drop-off is just so great from Andrew Thomas to whatever they put there.
Yeah, and we saw the same thing last year. You know, week one, Dallas, he hurts his hamstring. He misses a ton of time. They get waxed 40-0 at home. All right, so we're talking to Brian Baldinger, of course, BT and Sal on the Fan. So, encompassing everything, so that's your thoughts on the coach and the direction there. When you watch the film and you see the 22 guys on both sides to get the lion's share of the snaps, do you think that their general manager has brought in enough talent compared to the rest of the NFL?
Well, I mean, look, because they have not drafted particularly well, they had to overpay to get Brian Burns. They had to overpay to get Brian O'Carrickey. Like, those are really good players. But they had to overpay to get them because they hadn't drafted. Now, that wasn't all Joe. Shane right there, you know, in missing on linebackers and missing on outside linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
Although Aziz Ojulari has played really well the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, he's a guy that was there, but they didn't think that they had a guy, you know, on the outside that could play opposite Kayvon, who's been hurt, and they got Burns. But that's what happens when you miss on players. You overpay in free agency, and I think that's what they're guilty of doing right now.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add to extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. If I had to just ask you one last thing on the Giants, Boldy, what's the biggest reason for where they're at? I believe in Dable, but obviously the record is what it is. I mean, you talk about the lack of effort, scheme, quarterback, whatever. What's the biggest reason why the Giants yet again find themselves at 2-5?
Well, the reason why Brian and Joe are here is because of they came from a system in Buffalo that had Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen's just an all-world talent, all-world leader. Like, you got a chance every week with that guy. And they get a job because of it. And they don't have a quarterback that can play anywhere near that type of level or elevate people around him like that. And that's just, look, this is 6 or 7 years with Daniel right now. He's not throwing the ball with anticipation. If you're playing against a zone defense like they were with the Eagles last week, and the slot receiver is running a curl, like, you can't wait until he's all the way finished with his curl before you throw it. You have to throw it with some level of anticipation, and Daniel is hesitant to do that. Every once in a while, he'll throw a dart, and it looks like a real quarterback. But, you know, you've got to sustain offense. You've got to do that from start to finish in this league against these defenses. Especially when the Eagles are putting up points like they did last week once they got the big plays going.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Boldy, is Aaron Rodgers done?
Well, look, I mean, if you just look at his 20 years, like, he's averaging 6 yards an attempt right now. Like, at one time, he led the National Football League. He's led it a couple times. But one year, he led the league with 10 yards an attempt. He's throwing for 6 right now. He knows he has to get rid of the ball quickly. And that's not a bad thing if you're throwing to Garrett Wilson. He catches it. It's fine. But, he bounces off his chest, intercepted. All right, that happens. The interception, the first one by Beanie Bishop, like, I just think that's a force right there. Like, that's the guy that thinks his arm is just the same as it always has been, and it's not. And so that ball gets intercepted by a free agent rookie. That usually never happens to him. He's got to get rid of the ball quickly right now. And so what that happens is, that's not always bad, but you give up on routes that are developing, that you could go elsewhere with the ball if you felt good enough to stay back there and just let these routes develop. But he doesn't trust the protection. Don't blame him. It's breaking down very quickly. And so he's like, I'll just work a quick passing game, or I'll flip it to Breece and see what he can do with it.
Yeah.
But it's not a good-looking offense right now at all. They don't run the ball because they've got guys, the scheme, it's not the scheme. It's just they don't know how to execute a combo block. It's sad to see right now.
Oh, my God. I'm more depressed than I thought I could be. So I asked you about Rodgers. Is Tyron Smith done? He looks awful.
Yeah, he's not playing good. He doesn't look like at any point, even when he was injured in Dallas, he didn't look like this. He's having a hard time getting out of his stance. Alex Highsmith is a good player. He's not a great player. The week before in Buffalo, he's going against a good player, not a great player. He's getting beat out of his stance right now. And so he's not the guy that they were hoping to get. I'll just say that. He's not done. He can still go out there and give you some decent snaps, but you know, one-on-one outside right now, you have to think about giving them chip help. You got to think about sliding to them. And you never thought of it. It used to be a time when Byron Smith got his grips on you, the play was over for him. Like, he would hold that block for 6 seconds if he had to. And he can't play like that right now.
You know, Baldy, the Jets defense let Russell Wilson cook on Sunday night. I can't even believe that that's the case. What is wrong? It feels like it's gotten worse along the way here. What's wrong with their defense?
Well, they keep getting, they're playing without DJ Reed, with Michael Carter. You know, Sauce goes out, and the next play, George Pickens catches his first touchdown pass of the season. You know, 7 games, that was his first touchdown catch against Eccles. So, like, you know, you lose Ashton Davis, who was playing because of injuries at safety.
Nah, he stinks.
Then you lose Tony Adams. Now you're playing guys that are literally you're playing guys off the – I didn't know who Sheffield was. Like, I know this league. He just got called up from the practice squad, and he's out there playing. And look, they need a third pass rusher. Will McDonald's played very well. Quinnen always plays well, but they need a third pass rusher. And then, you know, the Steelers had the lead in the fourth quarter, and they ran the ball down their throats the way Buffalo did. And so when teams can do that to them and they execute like both teams have, then, you know, you see teams just run the ball down the throats. But that's with a rookie right guard in Pittsburgh, a backup center in Pittsburgh. And that's who's doing it to him. That's not Pittsburgh's best, and they'll run the ball down their throats. So that's a terrible sign right now.
You know, I asked some about some of the older players here, whether it's Rodgers, obviously Tyron Smith, two of the younger players who are really, really talented in Sauce and Garrett Wilson. I personally think both have regressed. I think Garrett Wilson's regression is a little more stark. He's making some perplexingly stupid plays, like where he's just not there mentally. Sauce is a little different. I think they're officiating him differently. First 2 years, he was very handsy, got away with it. Now he's not. So if they don't let Sauce Gardner play the way they used to, is he no longer special?
Well, I agree with you, with your assessment. I totally agree with that. Look, he's got length, all right? Well, use your feet. The only reason why you grab and hold the things he's being penalized for the last 3 or 4 games in a row is because you're not – the only reason why you grab is because you're not in position. Like, stop – like, don't panic. Find the ball, all right? Play the ball in the air. Like, do the things you're supposed to do. But grabbing guys by the shirt or the hand like he's doing, or face guarding guys, which is fine, but you've got to play with some poise. Like, Sauce has played much better than this. And I would agree, but both guys have regressed. I don't know that either guy feels confident right now the way you have to feel confident. Sometimes it's just you get sick of losing. Like, and that's all these guys have done. That's all Quinnen has done. Like, they're sick of losing. And they're looking around the league, and these guys are having interceptions in Green Bay and taking the ball away and having – and they're, like, not having any success.
Yeah, but Baldy, hold on a sec, Paul. Like, if they were doing
the excuses, guys. I understand.
Yeah, but if they were doing their job, they would be winning. I mean, one of the reasons they lost is Garrett. I mean, come on. Quinnen Williams has done nothing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree. Like, they haven't made game-changing plays.
No.
You watch around the league, these guys, teams that are winning, they're finding ways to win. They're making plays that the Jets don't make, you know? And so why is Garrett Wilson, like, having two illegal procedure penalties before the ball snapped? What, like, his something's not right with him. He's a great kid. He's a good worker. But when you're bouncing a ball off your chest and illegal procedure penalties, two of them, in, like, a couple plays apart?
Yeah.
Like, first of all, receivers should never, ever flinch, ever. All you're doing is looking at the ball to begin with.
Are they done, Baldy, the Jets?
Oh, look, they get the Patriots, like, you know, this league is all about confidence, and, you know, they've got two real winnable games in a row, I believe, but we said that before. You have to beat the Patriots, which is a terrible team, and if you lose that, then it's definitely, you know, it's over. And you play Houston on a short week, who, I mean, they're good, but they're not what everybody thought they were going to be. Some days they look like just a 20-point offense. So, you know, they got a right corner out there that looked like a pigeon last week. You know, they went after him big time, and in Green Bay wore him out. You know, so they can be beat on a short week for sure. They got to travel. But, you know, if there's ever been a must win, there's a must win. Like, they got to win 2 games in 4 days, and they got to get on the other side here.
Are you, I know you watch all the games, Baldy, like us, and you watch all the film and all that stuff. Do you have the same feeling that I do? Like, oh, God, I got to watch the Jets and the Giants again and watch this slop? I mean, it's been for the better part of a decade. Both these teams stink. I can't take it anymore, Boldy.
I mean, I'll go watch Baltimore's offense in a second. I'll go watch Kansas City play defense. You know, I'll go watch Pittsburgh light people up. You know, I can go around the league right now. I'll watch Jordan Love any day against anybody. I can't say that about either New York team right now.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Baldy.
What a depressing report.
Yeah, hopefully there's something. Like, the light goes on this week for these teams, and they find ways to win, and we can have a much better time and a different conversation next week.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, let's root for that. I do think there is a path for each team. Thank you, Baldy. We appreciate it. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app